Find a posture as you turn the attention inward, and if it's comfortable for you to close your eyes, you may do so. And just spending a few moments taking stock, just noticing what it feels like when you turn that attention inward, when you close the eyes and drop the attention into the body. What is it that you begin to notice? There may be sensations in the body that begin to come into focus. You may begin to get a sense of a settling in or arriving. You might notice sensations of breathing. You may be noticing the attention moving towards sounds. So as we draw the attention inward and begin to pay attention to the body, we may find that there are parts or places in the body where there may be tension or tightness, and that there may be adjustments that we can make to our posture that might allow for a little bit more relaxation and ease and softening to occur. So sometimes it's helpful to intentionally scan the body and see if there are any spots where you can have this invitation to release and let go. We carry around so much unnecessary tension in the body, and most times don't even notice it. So here's an opportunity to let go of any holding or constricting that you really don't need in order to hold the body in this erect and sitting posture. There may be little tensions around the eyes that you don't really need, and see if those can be released and softened. Is there any softening that can happen around the jaw? And again, this isn't a forcing anything to happen, but just this invitation, this encouragement, sometimes just by placing the attention there, there's a small release that can happen. And then moving down through the body, the shoulders, down through the arms, the hands, and slowly letting the attention cascade down through the torso with this gentle invitation to release and let go. Is there any extra tightening or constriction happening in the hip that you can invite to release, that you really don't need in this moment to be in this posture? And then continuing on down through the legs and the knees. The legs, ankles, and the feet. As we learn this practice of training the mind or the attention to just be here, it's helpful to find a posture that allows you to find a balance between relaxation and alertness. So we've just really relaxed the body, hopefully a little bit more, released tensions that we might not need. And yet we want to maintain an alertness, a presence in the body as well. So it's a balance, like an impeccable ease, this harmony between relaxing and presence. Some of you may already have discovered that sometimes, though the body may come into stillness, the mind can keep running. So the mind also, the attention also finds this balance between alertness and relaxation. And one of the tools that we use to help do that is to give the attention a place to rest. One of the first places or foundations that we often use is the breath or sensations in the body. So you might allow the attention to go to the place in the body where you are experiencing breathing. And allow the attention to be fully on that breathing, on the sensations of breathing. With a light touch. Not changing the breath or not trying to make anything happen, but just allowing the attention. To gently be on each breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. relaxing back and receiving each breath with a steady and gentle attention, the in-breath, the out-breath. Each time we find that the mind has strayed, we've gotten caught in a story or distracted, leaned into the future or the past, we can just very gently return to the breath, return to the body. We spend so much of our times in our heads and just outside our bodies. This practice is to really allow the attention and the experience to be in the body, to connect, and to notice the sensations here. So when the attention moves into the future or past, which it will, that's its tendency, then we just gently begin again, return, arrive again to just this moment, to just this breath. Where's your attention right now? In any moment, you can relax back. You can begin again. This is what we do again and again. The attention leaves the body. We lean into the future. We lean into the past. We get caught in stories, habitual thought patterns, distractions. And this practice teaches us that any moment we have this opportunity to come to wake up. Just by this simple thing of dropping into the body, of taking a few breaths, of just taking the time to notice the sensations in the body, the heat, the pressure, the vibrations, the movements. And And in so doing, perhaps open to a spaciousness, a lightness. That's usually here, but obscured by all our mental fabrications and habits of mind. Reconnect with the breath, the sensations in the body in this posture. Relax back and let the attention be spacious and light. Just to include anything that might be passing through field of awareness, a sound, a thought, a mood. We don't have to grab hold of it nor push it away. Just allow it to arise and pass away. As we come to the closing of our meditation together, we can offer the merit of our practice for the well-being of all beings. May our intentions to practice, our deepest intentions, and the efforts that we make, and any fruit that's gained from our practice, be for the benefit of all beings. May all beings everywhere be happy and peaceful and well. May there be peace on earth.